Epilogue. Wise men have come to you to give you of their wisdom. I came to take of your wisdom. And behold, I have found that which is greater than wisdom. It is a flame spirit in you, ever gathering more of itself. While you, heedless of its expansion, bewail the withering of your days. It is life in quest of life, in bodies that fear the grave. There are no graves here. These mountains and plains are a cradle and a stepping stone. Whenever you pass by the field where you have laid your ancestors, look well thereupon, and you shall see yourselves and your children dancing hand in hand. Verily, you often make merry without knowing. Others have come to you, to whom for golden promises made unto your faith, you have given but riches and power and glory. Less than a promise have I given, and yet more generous have you been to me. You have given me my deeper thirsting after life. Surely, there is no greater gift to a man than that which turns all his aims into parching lips and all life into a fountain. And in this lies my honor and my reward, that whenever I come to the fountain to drink, I find the living water itself thirsty. And it drinks me while I drink it. Some of you have deemed me proud and overshy to receive gifts. Too proud indeed am I to receive wages, but not gifts. And though I have eaten berries among the hills, where you would have had me sit at your board, and slept in the portico of the temple, when you would gladly have sheltered me, yet it was not your loving mindfulness of my days and my nights that made food sweet to my mouth and girdled my sleep with visions. For this I bless you most. You give much, and know not that you give at all. Verily, the kindness that gazes upon itself in a mirror turns to stone, and a good deed that calls itself by tender names becomes the parent to a curse. And some of you have called me aloof and drunk with my own aloneness. And you have said, he holds counsel with the trees of the forest, but not with men. He sits alone on hilltops and looks down upon our city. True it is that I have climbed the hills and walked in remote places. How could I have seen you, save from a great height or a great distance? How can one be indeed near unless he be far?